Boone Mayor John Slight joins us on the program today. Good to have you here.
Glad to be back.
And had a little reprieve with BJ filling in for him
last
time. So, yeah, he did all right.
Okay.
He did
all right. Just checking.
Not quite as good.
Got to keep an eye on him.
Well, you got a handle on a lot of different things that are going on. New police officer last night.
Yes.
Is one of the things we've touched on in the past. And this time, Riley Bryant, young guy from Ogden.
From Ogden.
Showed an interest and went through everything. And,
he did. Obviously, we've been trying to hire and hire. We've gone through the process, and he kind of rose to the top. And Riley, like you said, he comes from Ogden. His dad happens to be Supervisor Sean Bryant. We know the family, and we're excited to get him started. He does have a little military background, which is nice. And I think, as far as I know, he probably started today. And he'll start going through all the paperwork, all the process. He'll start doing some field training with the officers. And then eventually, when we can get him in the academy, he'll go to the academy. So,
I believe Chief said that'll be coming up in May. And so fills another one of those spots. And you've been...
It's been tough.
You've been down about three officers or so.
We have. It's been a difficult time hiring. We do get some candidates. Some candidates are just not a fit. I mean, they got to be the right fit. You know, there's extensive background, extensive testing, physical agility testing, the written test, and then just background. So it does thin things out anyway, so it doesn't help when you don't have many candidates anyway.
Sure.
But Riley looked really good, so we were very excited about that. So we'll get him started, and he had a great turnout last night. Family was there. We got pictures. It was fun. Yeah.
The other thing that came up, again, dealing with our police department, and the chief did want to make this presentation. He had a plan. One of the issues you're running into is you're falling down on that list of
competitive pay.
Competitive pay.
Yes.
That bottom line is, and I know that he put a lot of work into this. He even asked the council to approve reducing his actual allocation for staff from 18 to 17.
Right.
To allow for those dollars to be used to kind of boost the current salaries to be a little more competitive, because we know there's a contract going to be signed for deputies for Boone County that will be a pretty substantial increase for them.
Yep. So we need to stay competitive, and I give Chief Weibold a lot of credit for this.
And we don't want to say it's just between Boone and Boone County.
No.
We're getting...
We've lost officers to the Metro. We're losing to a variety of different places, and a lot of it's due to pay. And I'll give you an example. So the current Boone starting pay is at $55,172. Well, if you compare that, Ames is $59,960. Boone County, let's see, they're 62. Or excuse me, that's Dallas County. They start at 62.
Mm-hmm.
Boone County Sheriff's Office, 67. So we needed to do something. So just naming a few of those, but Windsor Heights, 61,000, Waukee, 61, Urbandale, 64. And I know people are going to say, well, that's the Metro, whatever. Then you get to the top salary and for current. And so our proposed would take our starting officers to 62,286, and they would top out at 77,789. And that puts us real close with Boone County, puts us kind of right in the middle of this mix. But we needed to do something. So the chief's idea was he looked within his budget and says, hey, I know the money's not there to come ask for more. So he looked at how can I make this work and pay our people more and not add to the budget. So he looked at, instead of adding that 18th officer, he's agreed to not do that, but take the salary that would have went with that 18th officer and spread it out through the department from the officers down, you know, from sergeants on down, I believe. So that will help. And I think they've already talked with the union, and they've agreed to open their contract, and they're willing to do that. So hopefully this helps retain people, number one, and
helps with recruitment.
Recruitment.
Yeah.
And so we do have a recruitment team in place now. They're going to start going to some of these job fairs and doing these types of things. But it's important. We have to have police. And call volume staying right in there. Might be down a little bit, but they're busy.
Yeah.
So
very busy. So, again, that's just an adjustment was made. The council did support that.
Yes.
And once again, we'll continue to work forward in that area.
Yep.
That's again, those are the challenges.
It is.
We did have a public hearing held last night to sell property southwest side of town, and It's done. You had a developer come in and actually inquire about purchasing that, looking at doing some development there. And I know we had the adjustment, had to do a couple of different things.
Had to tweak a few things with the
urban renewal area. Oh,
yes. So, yeah, we made that, put that together last night. We had our public hearing. This is property that we purchased back in 2018, and we paid $7,000 an acre. So currently, we just sold it for $15,000 an acre. So not only did we more than double our money on this thing, but we're also going to have 100 units out there. The developer, we've looked at the plan, looked at it, so it's going to bring much needed housing to the community, and so we're excited about it. I think it's a great deal.
This is a company from Urbandale, Cating Development. They approached you, but actually, were encouraged or invited, I think, by Ames EDC to
Ames EDC
make contact.
Brought them to the table, and often they get left out of the conversation. But yes, they brought them to the table, put this thing together, got us together, and we ended up working it out. So very excited about it.
Ames EDC's brought a lot of things to the table for you.
They have.
I know the other development agreement that got approved with Brian Fritz, you had a working arrangement with him previously, but still Ames EDC has helped out with some of that.
Played a vital part in that. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I know there's some candidates out there running for office, and they're clueless at times because they speak and they don't have the facts, but Ames EDC has brought, I brought a list of some of the things they've done for the city of Boone. Catalyst grant through the state of Iowa. We would have never gotten this. $100,000 for 812 Keeler right next door. Mm-hmm. Central Iowa Housing Trust grant, $86,338. Would not have happened without Ames EDC. There's two other applications in process right now, Catalyst grants for $100,000 each. The update was that they're looking good, so we're hoping that that will happen. Terry Mormon, our economic development chair, visited with the council about that last night. $200,000 grant through the Iowa Advanced Water Quality Infrastructure Grant for the UV project. We would have never gotten that, I can tell you. That was Ames EDC made that happen. They're also working on a special catalyst grant for our downtown theater. That's pending, so I don't have much information on that. Like we just mentioned, the 15 acres on South Marion, they brought us that developer. You know, working with City of Ogden and Madrid, they played a very big part in the Ag Certain investment.
Yeah.
So it goes
downtown,
on.
Downtown 628 stores.
So when I read on social media that, we don't need Ames EDC, the chamber could do this, everybody could do it. You've got to have specialized people to do these things and write these grants. We're doing it for the community. We're doing it. We're not doing it because, you know, people think we have this underlying thing. They've brought us more money than we've ever thought of paying them. And so, but as we continue to grow with them, they're helping Ogden, they're helping Madrid, they're helping Huxley.
Well, Boone County Economic Growth is a working relationship.
Absolutely. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Ames Economic Development. I think they've been fantastic. You know, rather than us hiring an economic development director, which would have been over $100,000 plus with benefits and everything, I think we really made the right decision going this route. They specialize in things, and there's just small group that doesn't want to admit it's happening, but it's happening.
And the downtown businesses making contact.
Absolutely.
Again, it's it's one of the challenges you had when you were looking for somebody to be able to write those grant applications and stuff and have those contacts.
There's just not enough time in the day for someone to do all these things. So they've got 14, 15 plus on staff over there that specialize in grant writing, downtowns, doing different types of things. So developments, that's what they do.
Whatever. I think we're one of 14, 15, 16 communities that they work with.
What they realize is it's not just Ames, is if the whole area grows, it benefits everybody. So,
well, anyway, that's good that we're moving forward on a lot of those things, but this housing project, that's a pretty substantial one too. And to help make that really viable, you do have a public hearing coming up at your next meeting on the paving project out there, which you've already got dollars set aside
for. We do. The dollars are set aside for that. Long time coming. We've talked about this for a long time, but getting that road paved will be huge. And then I think it opens it up even more for future development. So
that's going on. So those just a couple of things from last night.
Yes.
So some of the other big things that came up, we are going to have basically our employees will get new health insurance.
Yes.
And again, I think a lot of them maybe were a little surprised by it, not really aware of what was happening.
Right.
But the city has, for a number of years, been in a group called IPEP.
Right.
Which, over the years, we've seen participation wane.
It has.
Okay, it's dropped
has.
Off. There's only a handful of groups that are right. part of it now.
At the time we went to IPEP, it was a great move for the city. But as things go, and you know, that's why you shop these insurances, and you go, you look around, and but it's thinning out, like you said. So what was discussed last night was looking at moving into a larger group.
It's called it's IGHCP, or the Iowa Governmental Health Care Plan, so which is more of a Wellmark.
It is, yes. So currently at $1.4 million, and the proposed increase was going to be about $1.6 million, okay?
216, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. 216. That was for IPEP.
Right, for IPEP. So if we would move to this group, it'll be just a little over $1 million, $1,134,000. That's if you put everything together, you're probably looking at almost a $500,000 savings. Give or take a little, there's some things we would need to buy down. You know, there's different mm-hmm. deductibles, different types of things, different areas for drug pricing and those types of things. We've looked into all that. We've looked at our past. We've, you know, Andre, our finance officer, does a fantastic job working along with Bill Scare. But this is a big ticket item. Health insurance has always been one of our big things. And I've been there long enough. I've seen it go from here to here, back and forth. I've seen it where we went to one company, and in 2 months we switched and went back, just because it just wasn't a good fit. So this, we believe, will be a good fit. We obviously, with the amount of savings, I just think it's a no-brainer, and we'll make it right with our city employees. If there's certain mm-hmm. things that are off a little, we'll make it right. And we're excited about it. Anytime we can see those kind of savings, we're excited.
One of the big things on the savings side of it going into the new fiscal year is the rollback adjustment that came from the state.
Yes.
You're pretty close to the $200,000 mark. This takes a big chunk out of that, because trust and agency, you were going to be about $86,000
or so. So it affected our general fund, $99,740, which I remember the day, if you even thought about touching the general fund, we've done a really good job of getting that in order and having reserves in there, but it affects that $99,740. That's police, that's fire, that's library, that's parks, cemetery.
Yeah.
So a lot of things are in that general fund. We try to always make that fit. I remember the days when we would try to figure out how we're going to balance that general fund. So we're going to use about $30,000 in reserves to help get some of that down. Mm-hmm. We'll absorb some of that increase, but we will be prepared for next year knowing now. But that's because the state gave us the wrong numbers.
So
bottom line.
Well, but you've been able to do that without making any
right.
adjustment into any kind of levy or rate that you were going to be looking at. So
I mean, I feel for the communities that ran so tight and finally put their budget together, then get hit with a mistake from the state that, sorry, we sent you the wrong numbers. Try to figure it out. Well, it's not always that easy. So,
not really.
No.
Well, anyway, sounds like you've got most of that covered as
we
you
do.
Get into.
We
and
do.
The council, I think, felt pretty good about that.
Yeah.
A lot of pencil pushing.
There was. There
and
sure
especially,
was.
Well, you know, and it was unexpected, but we know that IPEP as a group was actually going to be voting to dissolve anyway.
Right.
So
this
you,
could know, be
you
very
were
going
to be looking. You
this
were going to be looking
actually
anyway.
Actually, pretty good timing for that. So yeah.
Let's quickly hit on a couple of other things.
Sure.
A lot of remodeling going on at the City Hall, making some pretty good progress there.
City Hall, if you get a chance, stop up, look in the auditorium. We redid the floor. And people go, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, this is an old floor that it's the wood plank little sections. I can't imagine building that floor. Anyway, we had it some repairs made to it. We had it sanded, all completely done, and there's two coats now on it. It's beautiful. It really turned out nice. So I'm glad we didn't tear it out, and it kind of keeps that historical type look, and it's really nice.
Well, getting a lot of painting done and things.
We
too.
Are. Council chambers, we've done a lot of painting. You know, they've painted everything from the heat registers to the window, the windows to the walls, and we've got coverings coming for our countertops that are mm-hmm. very old. I think you remember sitting there, don't you?
Oh, you'll see my initials.
Yeah. So yeah, and so we're doing a lot of changes. We're just trying to modernize somewhat. We've put a big TV now down in the main hallway. that lists, instead of having the old board with the committees on it,
yeah,
this is updated. It's nice. It scrolls automatically, and it tells you all the departments, who the department heads are, tells you just a variety of different things, who's on what committees. And we're going to upgrade those in the council chambers. Okay. We're going to get rid of that old screen, which is
good, because supervisors have gone to the four screens
up
there.
Yeah, so I think that'll be nice. Typical. We're just trying to modernize. We had some money set aside for this project, mm-hmm. and going very well.
Okay, making progress there. A couple of other quick things. Again, we did mention the urban renewal area on the west side of town, mm-hmm. so the council did go ahead and remove that. That will allow for the development that's going to be going on there. We did mention the other development up there, Brian Fritz,
yep.
the senior housing. That's going to be moving forward
Excited
now.
Excited about that, yes.
Which we knew was coming. It was just a matter of time getting it there. Let me see. I know I was going to... You did have some residents come in. And again, because their family was affected personally,
yes.
they talked about safety on Highway 30.
Yes.
Not probably a new subject for us. We know the chief has been very concerned Chief Wiebold, about the new elementary school and traffic going out to Corporal Sneddon and
right.
the kind of impacts that could have. He's been in contact with the DOT. There's only so much you can do working with the DOT.
Yeah, because it's a state highway, so the DOT oversees that. They decide on the speed limits there. They have listened to us as far as some recommendations. But currently, right now, they're not interested, at least, in changing the speed. And we're talking about when you're coming in to Boone, heading westbound, and it goes from 65 to 55 to 45. And I just think some people don't see the change. Excuse me. I work out on that side of town. I'm out there often. And I think what I've noticed is it's a lot of out-of-town people. I just don't know that they're seeing the signs. They're not slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a ton of enforcement out that way. But I indicated to the folks that came, and I felt so sorry for them because I agree with everything they said. Something needs to be done. But the last corridor study that was done there, if you remember, the DOT recommended roundabouts at, I think, all the way from Montana to Story to Airport Road. And I don't know that we're ready for roundabouts. You'd have huge construction, huge whatever the case may be. Not saying that should play into it. But the other issue is the one where you go across, if you're facing southbound and you're cutting across by Casey's to go east, there's a real concern there. We've had a lot of accidents in the past. It's a three-way stop, which people find very odd,
and a lot of it is where your frontage roads, not frontage road, but your turning lanes and stuff are, people get blocked and stuff.
they get blocked. It's hard to see if there is someone coming past them. So they talked about at one time doing what they call J turns, so you would not, if they had their way, probably you would have to just turn right there from at Casey's and go down, then come back around. So no going across. Really gets congested during Super Nationals out there. We try to monitor that. But I will say we've had a lot of law enforcement out there watching that speed.
Yeah.
And I can tell it's Chief Wiebold. It's one of his top concerns is monitoring that. So
they did come and ask to be part of public safety meetings coming up. They're welcome to do
Absolutely.
So. And I know they're going to make contact. And you keep working on it.
You bet.
We'll see what happens. And finally, we have a contract. We are going to have fireworks on the 4th of July.
I signed that contract last night. I love fireworks, and it's getting more and more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
This one's $13,500. Remember, it used to be $10,000.
Yeah.
I always talked about that. It's like anything else. The prices went up. To me, we have to do it. We don't have to, but I think it's a great thing for the community. Brings a lot of people into our community, lets us showcase it, helps the restaurants. Helps the businesses. It's just fun. It's a fun time, and it's 4th of July, and it's one of my favorites. So,
one of the meetings coming up here shortly, and this week actually, is going to be your utility committee. I know they're going to look at the next phase of the sump pump inspection or the I&I program. So it looks like that will continue.
Yep.
We've got some dollars set aside for that. But otherwise, a busy meeting coming up on the 20th. You've got a lot of,
more public hearings
going on and action to be taken on several items. So
let's hope we miss the snow.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Your public works department is ready.
They're ready to go.
Those
guys are awesome. They really do a great job.
Did a fine job with the
some
of that ice was a holy smoke.
Oh, I know.
I'm not a fan of that.
I know.
But then I don't land as softly as I used to either.
I don't either.
Once again, Boone Mayor John Slight, a guest on our program today as we talked about our Boone City Council meeting from last night. A lot of different things went on there. And I'm guessing as you go forward, probably in April now, we'll do the public hearing on the budget and everything. So people could be looking forward to that, too. Once again, thanks for taking time to join us today.
Thank you.